once there was a rich guy in Baghdad. He was married a beautiful woman. He had everything that he wanted himself. He had a great house. And then soon he had a son, which he was wishing for all the time. He had anything in his life he can wish for. Yeah. And he loved his son so much that he didn't want that when he marries, the son marries, he didn't want that he leaves the house. He built a very beautiful big house in his own garden, and then the years passed away. The son was an adult man now, and the son married, and he started to live with his wife in the garden in this house. Because the father, the old guy, he didn't want the son goes away. And this son was very happy with her wife too, with his wife too. And then his wife gave birth a child, and they were so happy now. But when the child is like 40 days old, the father, this young guy, started to have a dream. Once he woke up in the morning and said to his wife, "Hey, you know, I had a strange dream. In my dream, I was looking in a well, and an old guy from this well looking to me, was facing me, and he said to me, 'Go look, search your treasure.' And I told the guy, 'I don't need any treasure. I'm rich enough. I have my house. I have my wife. I have my son.' And this old guy, he had gray hair. He had very old clothes. He looked very, very dirty and old, like wrinkles in his face. He said to me again, 'Go search for your treasure. A treasure is waiting for you.' And then I asked him, 'Where is this treasure?' And the guy said to me, 'You will find the place which water is floating and some date trees, palm trees. And wherever you see the palm trees and the small floating river, dig there. You will find your treasure.' And then I woke up." He said to his wife, "What a strange dream," she said. "Yeah, it was a strange dream," but he didn't think very long about it. So during the day, he forgot the dream. But the next night, he had the same dream. The same old gray guy told him, "Go look for the treasure of your life." The next day, he thought more about it, but not very long. But the third day, again the same dream. Fourth day, 40 days, he had the same dream. And after that, it was like an obsession. He wanted and looked for the treasure. And he said to his father, "Father, I should go to look for my treasure." The father said, "Are you crazy? We have here what we need. And we have palm trees in the garden. We have the small floating rivers. Dig here our garden. Maybe you find something. Don't go away." But it was impossible to convince him. The fire started. I mean, the fire was already in his heart. He said, "It's impossible. I cannot wait anymore. I go and look for my treasure." And then he left the house with a horse, with some money. and left the city. And anywhere he sees a small river and the date trees, he started to dig. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, he could find nothing, but he was searching. And one day, it happened. This time it was not safe times, very ancient old times. The robbers came one day when he was in a mountain and stole his money, his clothes, everything, and even himself, they sold as a slave. And he was very scared. He lost everything that he had. And a big black guy gave money for him, and the big black guy took him and brought an old car, this horse cars, and in the car an old and beautiful lady was waiting for him. She was secret, I mean no one can see her from outside, but she saw him from the car, and she said, "I bought you, but you are not my slave. I loved you. I mean, when I saw you, I feel I love you. Please come with me to my house and be my husband." And the young guy said, "Yeah, are you already not married?" She said, "Yes, I'm married. An old, very bad guy. He hates me, and I hate him. He hates me so much that he sent my own son too far away because he knew that I love my son. I hate him. Please, can you come to my house and kill my husband, and then we live together?" Yeah, wow, he was shocked. But I mean, ancient times, anything can happen. Okay? And he was a slave, actually. He was a slave of this woman. He's supposed to do what she says. He said, okay. And the woman, she came already with the plan. She said, "I give you some money, go to the bazaar and buy for you new clothes. And this night, my husband gives a big iftar, okay? Like this one, a feast is in our house. You should come here as guest, and our door is always open for anyone. He's going to welcome you. Come here to our house and stay in our house, and at night kill my husband." Okay, he said. And he went to the bazaar, bought himself new clothes, and went to the house, found the house, because she described already the house. Knock, knock. Okay. "I'm guest of Allah. I came here." "Yes, you're welcome." And he ate, and they had a great conversation, and the old guy liked this young guy. And the old guy himself, he asked, "Please, can you stay in our house? I think there's something strange with you. There's something special with you. I see something in your eyes. We should speak alone." And great, it was the plan. "Yes," he said. And he stayed after the dinner. And they made a bed for him. And just before sleeping, the old guy came to visit him in his room. And he said, "Tell me your story. What's your story?" And then he explained the story. He said, "I am a son of rich guy from Baghdad. We had everything that we wished for. But when I had a son, I started to have a dream. It was a strange dream, and I dreamed it 40 nights. I was supposed to look for a treasure. An old guy saved me from the well. And this old guy started to laugh loudly. He said, 'It is my story.' He said, 'How? When I was young, in your age, I am a son of rich guy too. I was married too. I had a son too. And when he was 40 days old, I started to have this dream. What did you do when you had this dream? I spoke to my father. My father didn't let me go. And he said, we have river too in our garden. We have dead trees too. Please dig here. And he convinced me. I stayed. And now it's 20 years. It was like 20 years ago. And today you came here with the same story. And then he went to sleep. And the young guy did what he planned at night. But in the morning he said to the woman, I'm sorry, your husband told me a story. It is very important to me. I did what he wanted, but please leave me free. I should go back to my house. And he let him, she let him, and he went back to his house and digged in his garden and found the treasure. This is the first version of the story. Now I'm going to tell the story second time. And now he's going to behave different. The story begins the same. The young guy is growing up, he's marrying, he's getting a child, he starts to dream, and his father was not able to convince him to stay, and he went again after the treasure. But this time, no robbers came. For many years, he looked for the treasure. Anywhere when he saw trees and the river, he digged. And he traveled all around the world. He went to Samarkand. He went to China. He went to Istanbul. And he met powerful people. He rescued princesses from dragons. He found some treasure, but not his treasure. And the years passed, years and years. And he got old. He got gray hair. He was dirty. He had this gray clothes. And he was in a desert. And one day, and he didn't go back to his house again. He didn't see his child growing up. He was very busy to looking for the treasure. And one day he was in a desert and he was very thirsty and he was looking for water and he found a bell, right? He found a bell. And he looked to the well after opening and he saw this man in dream, this gray hair, old wrinkles. He saw himself on the water, mirroring by the well. And he asked himself, did I send myself for looking at treasure doesn't exist? And the mirror picture from the well spoke to him. Yes, you sent yourself. But why? I didn't find any treasure. And now I'm old. And the picture in the well asked again, are you sure that you didn't find any treasure? You have seen all 7 continents of the world. You met hundreds of people. You had beautiful friends. You rescued princesses from dragons. You met kings, you met princes. Is it not a treasure? Are you sure? It was the second version of the same story. And there is another version, the last one. It starts on the same way. The child grows up. marries and has a child and starts to have this strange dream. But this time, father was so strong that he convinced him. The father said, please dig here, our garden is big enough. Search for your treasure here. And he said, okay, why not? And he started to dig in their own garden. And the dream stopped. And day to day, he forgot about the dream. And years passed. And his own child grew up. And he loved his son so much that he didn't want that he goes away, that he built a beautiful house in their garden, find a beautiful girl, and made him marry. And his own son got another son. And one day, there was a strange guest on the door, knock, knock. A young man at the same age of his son came and said, I am the guest of Allah. Can I come in? And they had a feast, iftar, at this day. And they ate together. But there was a light in the eyes of this young man. And our young man is now old. He asked, can you stay here? I want to speak with you. I want to know you. And this young, strange man stayed. And at night, they had a little conversation. And he asked, what's your story? There's a light in your eyes. I want to learn it. And this strange man, young man, explained about his dreams. And he said, I'm looking for a treasure all around the world. When I see a river with palm trees, I think there. And this man then remembered about his own dream. And at that night, he went to the bed with knowing what is going to happen to him. And this is the third version of the story. And everyone is free to select one. Okay.
I like the second version. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm not just going to tell you.